blessings promised to those who abide in Christ. October 30, Christ in you, the hope of glory, to whom Christ would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. That which brings sickness of body and mind to nearly all is dissatisfied feelings and discontented repinings. They have not God, they have not the hope which reaches to that within the veil, which is as an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. All who possess this hope will purify themselves even as He is pure. Such are free from restless longings, repinings, and discontent. They are not continually looking for evil and brooding over borrowed trouble. But we see many who are having a time of trouble beforehand. Anxiety is stamped upon every feature. They seem to find no consolation, but have a continual fearful looking for of some dreadful evil. Vain amusements will never correct the minds of such. They need the transforming influence of the Spirit of God in order to be happy. They need to be benefited by the mediation of Christ in order to realize consolation divine and substantial. For he that will love life and see good days, let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Those who have an experimental knowledge of this scripture are truly happy. Christ in them, the hope of glory, will be health to the body and strength to the soul. The soul that is imbued with the love of Jesus loves to contemplate Jesus, and by beholding him will become changed into his likeness. Christ is formed within the hope of glory. His confidence increases and his love deepens and widens as he has the assurance that he is abiding in Christ and Christ in him. And we may look to Jesus for his tenderest sympathy and be encouraged to persevere, putting our whole trust in him who has said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world."